This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, April 14th. God's word to you today is Mirror Jesus, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark 14, verse 35, and it says, "He went on a little further and fell to the ground. He prayed that if it were possible, the awful hour awaiting him might pass him by." It is a mistake to think that no one else understands what you're going through. A lot of us make this mistake because we look at our story and compare it with others. And because it is obviously different, we think that nobody will understand our story and we decide to hide our pain. The truth is, no two people can have the same experiences in this life. Even if they go through the same thing, the experiences are always different. The truth is, there is one common denominator among all of us, and that is pain. God expects and commands us to have people in our lives that we can share our pain with. And God commands us to listen to and bear other people's pain. I may not understand the dynamics of your pain, but I understand the pain because I have had my own pain. So I can sit with you and be with you through your pain. God shows us that the first thing to do in our days of pain is to reach out to our friends. Some of us do not have godly friends, Christian friends. If all your friends are people that will give you the opposite to God's counsel, you are asking for trouble. If you do not have friends, join a life group or a small group. Start serving. Join a department in church. Let people know you are in church. Make friends. It is not going to hurt you. It is only going to make you better. We try to repress and suppress our pain. Meanwhile, God wants us to express our pain to one another and confess our pain to Him. This brings us to the second thing to do in the day of pain, and that is to reach out to God. In the days of pain, the first thing you do is reach out to your friends, and the second thing is to reach out to God. Mark 14, verse 36 says, "Abba, Father," he cried out, "everything is possible for you. Please take this cup of suffering from me. Yet, I want your will to be done and not mine." Jesus shows us three things that should be in place when we reach out to God. The first thing is to affirm God's power. The Bible says, "He cried out, everything is possible for you." What Jesus was saying, in other words, was, "I know you can do all things, and all things are possible through you." Sometimes we doubt God. We even doubt God's existence. Jeremiah 32, verse 27 from the New King James Version says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Our Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy great power. Our Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy outstretched hand. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. O great mighty God, great in counsel and mighty in deeds. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for Thee. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.